The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello again. Some new faces. So, when I spoke before, I mentioned the possibility of thinking about intention. And one of the reasons for looking at intention is because often what we see is what we look for. And since that implies that we're setting up the conditions for the next moment by what we think in this moment, that becomes pretty important. So it's all in the spirit of trying to find the way, find my way. Where am I? Where am I going? Finding the way. So I want to start by reading a poem from one of my favorite poets. His name is David Budbill. And the name of the poem is Directions. Sometimes people ask me how to get to Jude Vine Mountain. I can tell you how to get to where the road ends, but when you get to there, you've only just begun. And after that, I can't be any help at all. It takes years to find the way, and anyhow, you don't need me. I'm lost most of the time myself. Besides, how would I know what direction you're headed in? Directions. Sometimes people ask me how to get to Jude Vine Mountain. I can tell you how to get to where the road ends, but when you get to there, you've only just begun. After that, I can't be any help at all. It takes years to find the way, and anyhow, you don't need me. I'm lost most of the time myself. Besides, how would I know what direction you're headed in? There are many reasons I like this poem. So, you know, all of us are kind of looking for wisdom in one way or another. And how do we get to that place where we're wise about where we are in the world and how we are in the world? How do we do that? You know, wisdom doesn't just pop up. Wisdom is something that we kind of set the conditions for. And how do we get there? You know, we learn something. We get a fact. We get a piece of data. We get a piece of knowledge. And then we reflect on it. And then we practice. And then we repeat that process. Right? And we think, oh, I've got it. And then we try it, and then, that just wasn't quite it, was it? But one of the things that's really clear is that we're not going to find something if we don't have our eyes open, if we don't have an intention to that. If it's okay just for anything to be just the way it is, and we don't really have any place we're looking, what does that mean? Where does that leave us? Where are we? On the way in this morning, I went by a reservoir. I live up in West Marin, and the Nicasio Reservoir was sitting there. It was cold. It was 29 degrees, according to my car thermometer, so the water was really cold. And the sun had just come over the hill and had just hit the water. And what happens then is you get this kind of low-lying fog along the bottom of the reservoir, and there are these wisps that come up in these kind of columns. So they're kind of wide at the bottom, and because the sun was just hitting the water, they were shiny. You know, there were these shiny sources. It just seemed like such a nice image. And then they came up in kind of columns, narrowed columns, and then they just sort of went away. And the word that came to mind was miasma. You know, I could imagine myself a little troll on a little island in the middle of that, with these wisps of fog coming up and saying, where am I? And there are all these possibilities. You know, there's this little wisp, and there's that little wisp, and there's this other one over here. And they're all kind of attractive, and they all sort of disappear in the end. So it becomes very important to know what that ground is that we're starting from. What is the intention that we're starting from? What is it that brings us to our practice, that allows us to continue with the practice? And how do we check whether we're paying any attention to that in the end? How do we know? You know, there's also the case that if you don't know where you're going, it really doesn't matter how fast you get there. And sometimes we feel like we need to measure ourselves against something, and we have an idea about where we're going. You know, I want to be open-hearted. In order to be open-hearted, I have to be a generous person. This is how I'm going to be a generous person. My practice is going to be doing this generous thing. And then the next thing you know, you're doing that generous thing and you're very resentful because you find, I keep doing this and I don't seem to be getting anywhere. And you've totally lost sight of the fact that the original intention was to be open-hearted. And the generous act was just the way we chose to get to that place. But it isn't the place. It's just a path. It's just a practice. So then we have to stop and ask, how close am I to my original intention? Am I actually going where I want to be going? Okay. So if you have an intention, does it matter if you succeed? Does it matter if you get there? How tightly are you holding on to that intention? How much are we allowing whatever is true to be true? This is kind of my latest mantra, allowing what is true to be true. It kind of gets me over that hump of, I didn't do too well at that. You know, that wasn't a very skillful example of my intention. Just allow what is true to be true. To have a guide, but it isn't about being something else. It's about being. It's about being present for what's true. So the intention helps us look in the right place. But after that, it takes years to find the way. You know, we just keep practicing. We keep doing it. The other thing about the intention is it sometimes leaves stuff out. Well, okay, I know I'm going to that mountain. Here's how I'm going to get there. Here's the path. I'm on the path. It's really great. Here I am, chugging down the path. I'm almost to the mountain. I'm doing just fine, but in the meantime, I've not paid any attention to the spectacular ocean view. I'm so intent on where I'm going that I'm not inhabiting the life that I'm living. It's very easy to get lost there. This is part of what was driving me when I asked the question whether my efforting was in the right direction or whether I needed to step back and say, where am I and what am I where am I going? How am I getting there? But first, where am I? So part of intention and being on the path is actually paying attention to what's happening in the midst of our intention. Okay, I have a great intention, but what else is here? What am I leaving out? What am I leaving out in the service of my intention? Does the intention actually get in the way of inhabiting my life? How useful is this intention? It doesn't really matter whether we have an ideal that we reach. What seems to me more important is to have an intention that drives our practice, and to let the practice inform the intention, so that we don't make the mistake of being so concentrated on that intention that we lose the intention. That it becomes something more or less than what it was, which was a guidepost, a place that we look. When we are in touch with the intention and we allow what's true to be true, we travel with that intention from a place of ease, with a sense of ease. And that constriction from efforting is just not there. There is an openness that allows what is true to be true. So that we're not closed to our lives in service of our intention. So, directions. Sometimes people ask me how to get to Jude Vine Mountain. I can tell you how to get to where the road ends. After that, when you get there, you've only just begun. After that, I can't be any help at all. It takes years to find the way. And anyhow, you don't need me. I'm lost most of the time myself. Besides, how would I know what direction you're headed in? So, those are my thoughts. As you go into this Thanksgiving weekend, remember, of course your family pushes all your buttons. They installed them. Be at ease. May you be happy. Thank you.